Your house down to where the president meets him, there's no.
Oh, you can hear rocks rolling.
All right, we come to the back, so we can catch all the people and, you know, see the whole filled room. I'm shocked. That's not in. Okay.
Are you ready, Jeannie?
Yes.
Okay, we'd like to welcome everyone out to our three public hearings tonight. Tuesday, March 28th, 6 o'clock. Mount Pleasant City, we hold three public hearings. And Mount Pleasant City Hall, 115 West Main, Mount Pleasant, Utah, for the purpose of receiving public input as follows. Ordinance 2023-01, an ordinance imposing a 1% multiple municipal transit tax on all accommodations and services for the city of Mount Pleasant. The city of Mount Pleasant. So this is our room tax.
Yeah. We're going to do that before.
We have to have the public hearings.
So this is
for public hearings. This is for public hearings. Yeah, it's a great tax. 1% doesn't sound like much, but it'll add up to quite a bit. And it's people coming into our town not trying to tax our citizens. And you go to another city, they have it on theirs.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Everywhere you go, they got it. So
he's got a bed and breakfast over here.
He had a bed and breakfast over here.
And then he's got the way I took it, talking to him, he had a couple more in town. Airbnb. I know they got a lot of real estate.
We gotta get them a license.
Yeah. You don't have a license over here?
I'm actually involved right now in trying to start an Airbnb, but this will be of course somewhat not in Mount Pleasant. So just to give away on some insight on that. We're starting up an Airbnb, and just the mistake of the 1% will add up to be quite a bit, but I mean, it's a 1% tax for Airbnb, you know, so it actually helps.
I agree,
and we're trying to get an Airbnb going, so.
Yeah, well, that's the way he was. He's got, I think, three of them.
Yeah, as far as taxes that.
So. More or less. He thought it was a great idea, so. I don't think that's why, probably why you don't have a whole lot in there. Everybody's talking, okay.
Yeah, I thought we might have people on the power and stuff. Okay, any other public comments? Okay, no other public comments. We'll move on to our next public hearing. Ordinance 2023-02, an ordinance prohibiting the use of tobacco in any form in the city park, cemetery, recreational areas, or other city properties within Mount Pleasant City.
That's why I'm here, kind of, to get more insight, more about it. I just read about it in the paper recently. Okay, so those who don't know me properly, my name is Jamie Wright. Okay, and I walked out and it hit me. Because he said my phone come on. Trying to put the name in. I'm talking to the mayor, shaking my head. So I was just introducing myself. I'm trying to do a little bit of journalism and stuff, get out of construction and stuff like that. But I came down here in Mount Pleasant, and I want to say that when I first moved down here, I was vaping, 7 years vaping. And I smoked cigarettes since I was 13 years old. I'm 43 now. I vaped for 7 years. I quit 1 year ago, a little over a year ago now, vaping completely, coming off of nicotine. So, but when I moved down here, I helped run the vape shop down there for about a year for Tracy down there. And I worked with everybody, and I helped sell all the vapes to everybody. And my main goal there was to help these guys quit smoking, like me, I try and quit smoking. My only question, my biggest thoughts right when I saw that was the vaping part of it. And I'm new to any debate or any political aspects of it. I was just purely trying to help people quit smoking and not thinking about anything real political about it. Put everything aside from smoking. Smoking is something that's hard for people to get through. It took me years to quit. It took my father-in-law to pass away on me. And long story about it, it made me stop dead in my tracks, even from vaping. And so vaping is an aid to help people quit smoking. And people take advantage of it and abuse it. And I understand that. And vaping on ordinary, in certain areas. So as long as it's like a city park, city area in a park, I know the Utah Clean Air Act 25 feet away from a door or anything like that. So the purpose of the ordinance is to stop any tobacco product. How come it can't be vaping is, So is that it? Is it just a tough line?
Well,
a tough line
to draw? A lot of our problems, we've been getting a lot of complaints because we've had a lot of school kids and stuff like that's been out to the park under the pavilions and people out there with their children and stuff and like to have picnics and stuff, and we get a lot of people out there that's come to vapes and stuff like that. And so that's where we've heard that concern, and we've had a group come in here that's had a concern about that. So that's
not just nicotine, they're also
there's a lot of other things in the water.
And that's kind of why that group come in, and they were proceeding with their interest and trying. So.
And I wasn't here for it.
Yeah, and that's
what makes it awkward walking into it, and it's new to me. But I was also in that area.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
And I'm so proud to be nicotine clean. If I could tell everybody how easy it was, at least for me, maybe not for others. It's a tough road.
Oh, I understand.
But for me, it was surprising.
Yeah.
Within 5 days.
Wow.
And I've been playing racquetball.
That's good. Congratulations. That's
trying to stay healthy.
Yes.
And that's what's really important. But it's a tough line for us when it comes to vaping, to the serious one's not the belly button. Right. So that's why I'm in doing what I'm doing now. I've run into some other issues here that maybe I can address sometime, hopefully with you.
Yes, please.
That's the legal problems we came into coming in here, and we're not, it was a big misunderstanding. But needless to say, that incident that happened was like a new road. I always say, and I was always taught, look for those open doors to take you to new success and new opportunities, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm Jamie Wright. I run Ridgeline Motors over at the end of town, and I run that used car lot right there. We're trying to build and make it really nice. We're going to build a beautiful building there and do some nice landscapes.
Good.
Okay, so that's who I am.
Okay,
so I've been opening the doors for my opportunities. Journalism is my side thing that I really enjoy so far.
Good, well, that's good.
And then also a little bit of political stuff. As far as vaping goes, I don't want to take up all you guys' time as far as that goes, but it's very important to me to know that there's people out there really trying to quit, and then they feel kind of attacked when you're saying, no vaping.
Right.
There's no vaping outside, but it's a vapor. It's not. Yeah. So I grew up in the 80s. I'm an 80s child, and I grew up in Bill Jan and Danny's back when they were separated. Yeah, smoking and non-smoking is 10 feet away.
Oh, yeah.
The way I look at it, though, if the smokers, if they don't smoke, it's fine. So why can't vapers not vape? I mean, it's the same thing. If you want to vape, go take a ride in your car and get away from the park.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like
a
narrowing it down.
Yeah, I was a smoker myself.
So was I.
Okay.
And Paul and I, of course, we went down a few dusty roads together. Yeah, we smoked and everything, but I always felt uncomfortable around people that didn't smoke because I knew I was annoying them, and it was annoying to them to be around them. And that's why I think this is where our park is for the public, and I realize that people smoke are part of the public too. But this whole world made up of rules and everything. You can only do it here, you can only do it there.
Understand.
And so I think it's just a good thing. I think, you know, just the respecting. Like me, when I quit overnight. I just decided, I walked into the fridge, took my beer, threw it in the garbage, threw my carton of smokes in the garbage. That was it. Never touched them again.
Wow.
And that's been near 40 years ago.
40 years?
Yep.
That's good.
And just walked away from it. And I've learned that about it. If you want to do something, you have to want to do it for yourself.
Right. And I know 7 years is way long for me to be Nathan. And that's a
So yeah, but Jeannie said it's not just the bathing, it's what they got in the bath.
Some of them.
Yeah.
And I think people are concerned too because there's not enough known about what the vape, you know what that kind of smoke could do. You know, the question is, what does vape do?
What does vape do?
You know what I mean?
But that's the reason I wanted part of the hearing is to get what I'm surprised you don't have more
of two. They made a lump, you know, with a 2 liter soda with white cotton balls, and the guy put a machine up to it that indicated mimicked the smoking through the cigarette, and he did it so many times an hour, so many times, you know, timed everything, did a pack a day or whatever as the average, and that cigarette was absolutely where the smoke was black as ever, and the vape side of it, where they baked it through there, was perfectly clear and completely saturated of liquid, and also in the lungs. So, it hurt my lungs. He played basketball with my son. My lungs hurt. I understand that. Yeah. I think it's a matter of where we can vape, where we can't vape, what we can do. You say public arenas, parks. What else is included with this?
City park, cemetery, recreational areas, other city properties within Mount Pleasant City.
You know, like at the ball fields up there.
So at the ballpark.
Basically anywhere we're going to have kids.
Yeah, and that's 25 feet away from...
We're going to outlaw totally on the property where there's kids, basically.
On the property where there's kids. And go out on the sidewalk, walk down the road.
Good. Out
in the park, or if you know, in the parking lot. If you're in the parking lot of the park, vaping, you cannot...
Basically, it just gets it away from the kids.
I understand that. I'm with you. I talked to the health department down here. They came in every few months and talked to me about the current situation with the kids. Yeah. And I understand that you blame the parents for it. Yeah. The parents,
The enforcement part of this, it's not to punish people. The emphasis on enforcing the tobacco-free parts policy is through voluntary compliance. So they're not going to get a ticket. But what we're trying to do here is just keep this kind of stuff away from the kids and other people that, you know, they don't want it. So
that's basically it.
Yeah.
Now, is this hearing today, is this a vote passed today?
This is the public hearing part of it, and then it'll come before City Council tonight.
Okay.
That's part of it.
It'll come before it's already on.
If I look out there and they're supporting us. The MFP chairs is supporting our, what we're trying to do. That's what them empty chairs represent to me. We don't have anybody in there other than maybe you a little bit. And you've got a good point. We appreciate that.
Yeah. I can go more into depth, but I really don't know. You know, I'm not quite sure how this can play out. But I'm not against getting vapes or nicotine away from the children either. Or especially like at a park, I understand the park. I can understand the cemetery and the recreational area. I'm just trying to figure out boundaries so I could let people know what went on in here that didn't get to see in here.
Basically, it's the recreational
area. What you're saying is happening, and if you go against it, I don't know that yet. Like you said, we're not imposing a fine, is what you're saying. It's not a fine, you just be kicked out.
So what it basically
is that
you won't be run out, you'll be asked to leave.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Guys, we'll see more, hopefully, here. I'd like to be more included in being part of the community more.
Good.
And then I'm also into journalism, so I'm trying to do it. I'm very positive. And I'm with you guys. I hope you guys are really good guys, first time coming in and meeting you.
Yeah.
And,
appreciate
that. Not able to talk about a whole bunch. I understand what you guys got to do to eliminate it out of churches, or, you know, cemeteries, parks, and recreational areas. I can't think of anything why I wouldn't say I agree with, you know, disagree with that, as long as it's just not on their property, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
That's great.
You do it? You read Tyson back there? Checking, making sure they had stuff to say, because I was just about to say myself, I agree with you guys. Okay.
Okay. Nothing else? We'll move on to the last one. Ordinance 2023-03, an ordinance to compensate for the raising power rates due to the economy issues, inflation, and the fight against fossil fuels. Basically, what this is going to be is it's a balancing deal where we're not really have a set rate. It's going to go off the market rates. As the market goes up, we have to raise our rates to offset what we're buying.
I was basically the other day with Shane. He telling me that they usually have a $2 million slush fund. They're down $300,000 in our power department because we've lost so much, because the power rates are so much higher than what we're charging the citizens of the town.
Yep.
So we've lost all that money.
Every city has.
Yeah. Every city. Utah?
Just for an example, yeah. December's power rate was 15 point something cents a kilowatt. We're charging.
How people know that the bill I just got yesterday is only 7.4, 7.4, something. I think it was 7 cents a kilowatt.
Yeah, so December's was 15. Then it dropped back down to 9, was it? Or 10? No, that was February, so it was 11. So then this one dropped back down to 7. So what we'll do is we'll go back over the last 6 months, we average that out, and that becomes the rate that we charge.
So that people don't know, local people here and a lot of the people in this state, you got a power plant sitting over there right now, UAMP owns a big share of, and they're running about one-third of their capacity or less because they can't get coal. Because they're trying to run, they can get, I forget how much they're getting overseas. $360 a ton. Shipping overseas.
Shipping it to IPP.
So that plant, that big power plant sits over there running island.
But the market.
Because they can't get enough coal.
The market was around 18.
And so that's the reason for the spike in power rates. Now they're coming after our natural gas, too.
So. Well, and the natural gas price has gone so high, too, because that's where part of the trouble comes. We're running gas-fired power plants because we don't have coal to burn in the coal-fired. And
yeah.
Everybody knows what your natural gas prices have done this winter, hitting your house.
Yeah, so. I think our government's probably going to have to get involved in this forest down.
So they're not
supplying
out here?
Well, they got coal.
But it's a contract.
They won't sell it for $85 a ton. Oh, power plant. Right. They can get $360 a ton for it overseas.
The government's shutting them down, too.
I got you. So it's a price battle.
They're shutting down the coal-fired power plants, too.
Right. Okay.
So all the fossil fuels. Trying to get rid of
them. With all the coal. With all the coal we got here, it's the price battle.
But again, it's evident that the people here may be more aware of what's going on and what we think because of the public participation tonight.
Yeah,
I mean, that's always a barometer to me.
I'm hoping to get more.
Well, you don't have a full room.
What I'm doing. I'm hoping to bring you guys more people, more insight, more help, more people talking.
Well, we've had a full one here.
Yeah. You've had a full one here. Yeah. Yeah, the last fullest I've seen in council rooms in Moroni recently, so that was 2022, so that was quite interesting. That place is packed. And that's what actually got me interested in coming over.
Hey, okay. Any other comments on this? We'll go ahead and disclose it.
I think we're good.
Okay, we'll go ahead. No other public comments. We'll go ahead and close our public hearings.